From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news. Protections for eagle nests have been removed from Juneau's land use code following action by the Juneau Assembly. That came down to a single vote. The old rules created a no-building buffer spanning from 50 to 350 feet from an eagle's nest, depending on the time of year and other factors. Late last year, city staff argued that with too few federal biologists to plot the nest locations, the ordinance had become difficult to enforce. Assemblyman Jesse Keel raised objections to the plan at Monday's meetings.
We do have a healthy population of bald eagles in the area. The notion that removing their reproductive habitat more easily will not impact that ignores and gets wrong how reproductive habitat works, especially with something like a bald eagle, which uses the same nests and the same trees over and over and over again.
Deputy Mayor Jerry Nan Curvis countered his concerns. And Curvis noted that tree work in recent years near the State Department of Transportation facility near Mile 7 on Glacier Highway seemed to invite more eagles to roost.
I think if you want to look at eagles, they're still around. In fact, they are taking advantage of some of the activity that our community is engaged in.
The motion passed 5-4 with Keel, Rob Edwardson, Maria Gladyszewski, and Lauren Jones dissenting. A similar effort to scrap eagles' nest buffers failed in 2012 following public outcry. No one spoke at Monday's public hearing. Rough weather and a mechanical breakdown are affecting Alaska Marine Highway Service in southeast Alaska. The small ferry Leconte will skip today's sailings between Juneau and Haines. That's due to 50-knot winds and high seas predicted for part of its route. Officials say it will resume scheduled sailings with a trip to Cake Tuesday night. Ferry Columbia is also sailing a modified schedule through much of this week. That's because the system's largest vessel was sidelined for much of Sunday due to a mechanical problem. Alaska Marine Highway spokeswoman Aura Landau says the ship won't skip any port calls.
It's running about 12 hours late, and it'll be on a modified schedule through Thursday. It'll resume its normal schedule with a northbound sailing leaving Bellingham on Friday.
The Columbia sails weekly round trips from Bellingham, Washington, to Skagway. Stops in Haines, Juneau, Sitka, Petersburg, Wrangell, and Ketchikan along the way. Bills introduced ahead of a new legislative session could complicate Governor Bill Walker's plans to address Alaska's budget and tackle infrastructure projects. Two new Senate proposals, one each from a Republican and a Democrat, seek to enshrine the Alaska Permanent Fund dividend into the state constitution. Another measure calls for a public vote on a broad-based income or statewide sales tax. And Southeast Alaska is under gale warning through late tonight. National Weather Service forecasts north winds at 40 knots tonight with gusts to 55 knots out of interior passes, 10-foot seas, and freezing spray. Downtown Juneau today, highs around 30. Northeast winds to 30 miles per hour. Menahal Valley today, highs around 20.